My wonderful all-stars, I am so honored to introduce to you the wonderful, the fabulous, the absolutely audacious Mary Burnett. Mary, take it away.
Oh, Melinda, thank you. Thank you. I love that introduction. Well, good morning, consultants. I love working with the all-star consultants because they are women that make things happen. Each of you are a woman that is special to all of us in Mary Kay. Some of you are on this call at the 600 wholesale level. Some of you are here with one new qualified team member. Super. And some of you are here at the $2,000 wholesale level because you have built your customer base and are holding those wonderful shows. And some of you are here with a bronze medal with three new qualified recruits in April, and some with four qualified, and some with five qualified, and a gold medal for April. I congratulate each and every one of you. Although you are all at different levels, you still have very much in common. You are all women that see a bigger picture, visualize a little more, believe a little stronger, be sending out those well wishes and positive vibes to each other as we spend this time together. I know you can grow those sales and grow your wholesale and grow your team building each and every month. Always work to beat last month. Make it a game that you love to win, and you work to the very end to be a winner. My class this morning is designed to help you achieve your loftiest goals. There is one thing that you do in Mary Kay that will ensure your success in all areas of Mary Kay as soon as you get good at it. Bring you customers like crazy. It will bring you new team members. It will bring you reorder customers. When you really get good and do it for a while, it will make your house payment, provide you with a career car or the cash, and all the prizes you could ever hope to win in Mary Kay. It's the single most important skill to learn, and from it, everything else comes. Do you know what it is? I'm sure you do. It's booking skincare classes, beauty shows, or whatever you call it, when four or five women gather together to try our lovely products. I call them beauty shows, so I will use that term in my class today. Holding the beauty show is the basis for all things in Mary Kay. Everything comes from them. Sales, new customers, your reorder business, your team members, and your new bookings. With each show you hold, you get better and better at sales, booking, and recruiting. You refine and perfect your hostess coaching and some of the little details that just make things go so much more smoothly. And to hold those shows on a consistent basis, you must become a master booker. So I will cover some things on booking today, and then I will cover the numbers that you will want to be aware of as you plan your business. You've all heard booking is an attitude. Determine that your attitude in booking will be an attitude of offering some fun and pampering to women. You are offering to take some of your own precious time and give it to them with no guarantee that they'll buy anything. You are sharing your knowledge, your products, the warmth of your personality, and a relaxing and beautiful facial for free. Tell me, who's the big winner here? Of course, it's the hostess and the women who attend your shows. They will all leave looking better, feeling better, and maybe have a whole new attitude for the day or the week or even the month. And you are the person that made that happen. You are one incredible woman with a whole lot to give. So don't you ever forget that and the value you are to the people you meet. You are giving the world at large and the women you are with specifically every time you do a beauty show. Appreciate that and give yourself the respect it deserves. When you pick up the phone to make a call, you think to yourself, well, this woman is very lucky because I have selected her to receive my services and my attention. With that attitude, you enter conversations with a totally different tonality to your voice, and you come across as the benevolent woman that is offering something special for her. Contrast that with feeling like you are bothering her, and she'll be doing something for you if she has a show, and you're the winner if she has a show, and she's the loser if she gives in. Who would ever want to pick up the phone to book people when you felt that way? Get a clear and definite vision of yourself as the generous and wonderful person you really are. Holding a beauty show is easy for the hostess as wiping off the kitchen table and putting on a pot of coffee. It only takes a minute for the hostess to prepare for the show. It's such an easy thing to do, and it doesn't take weeks of planning. So when you book your shows, you want to book as close in as possible. How long will it take her to call a few neighbors to come over for coffee and a quick facial? You could book this morning and hold the show this afternoon. Keep it what it really is, a very simple get-together. Keep that in your mind as you arrange your appointments. Making it simple in your mind, and you will be able to pass that attitude on to your hostesses. This is really a no-big-deal event for them, just a coffee party with facials. The event becomes a bigger deal and more of an effort for the hostess the further out it's put. She's kind of excited and making her guest list at first. Then she gets distracted things, and a week or two goes by, and you call to remind her of the show, which she has now completely forgotten about, and the show is either postponed or it never holds at all. On the other hand, if you booked her show for just a couple of days away, she's excited and goes home and calls her friends right away. They all know what they're doing 2 days out, so they all know if they can come or not. Within a half hour, everything is set for the show she will hold in 3 days. Do you see the difference? Do you see how much easier it is for the hostess? It's not easier for them if you book them further out. Okay, so you ready to begin? Here's section one, creating your own vision. We will never keep on to the big payoff of getting good at booking if we don't have a clear vision of what we're creating for ourselves in our life. Have a definite purpose for your efforts and an excitement for what is to come and an I will not quit no matter what attitude. Create a vision for yourself that you can see and want to achieve or you want to have in your life. That is the first step. There has to be a focal point you can look at and focus on each time back. And as we have all found, much to our chagrin, our setbacks are very necessary in developing our skills. To have an income for life, you will need to become smooth at the little things, and that only comes by practice and making some mistakes. This is the real thing, if you allow it to be. You need to stumble to get good. Always keep your sense of humor. Be able to laugh. Find out what went right, and then build on that. And when you hit the brick wall, you can allow yourself to be frustrated. Then relax, quit trying to plan and fix things, and the way will be shown to you when you become peaceful and relaxed. Do something soothing, like taking a bubble bath. When you release the frustration, you will eventually know exactly the next step to take and what was missing from your program. It's never that far off. You're always almost there. And then you get there, and then you will be great at things. So what do you want? Do you want to make enough income for Mary Kay that you no longer need to work a full-time job? Do you want to achieve Star Consultant each quarter? Do you want to eliminate the car payment from your family budget because you get a new car, compliments of Mary Kay, every other year? Do you want to pay all the bills on time with money left over? Do you want to just hang around with the big girls? Do you want something a little better or much better for your family? What do you want? What do you want badly enough so that you're willing to learn and teach yourself how to do this? If that is your focal point and it always goes back to being able to focus on that, when you're questioning your ability and wondering if it'll ever happen for you, you can be sure that if you don't quit, it will happen. Section 2, working with human nature. Realize that you are working with human nature. You cannot change human nature. You can acknowledge it, you can accept it, and you can work with it as a variable in your business. I will give you the numbers to work with. These numbers will empower you to ignore human nature and go against the odds and hoping for a miracle will only discourage you and make you feel like something is wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. You are working with human nature, and you are learning and getting better and better all the time. Your clientele will be a big determiner in the amount of your sales. Human beings feel most comfortable among people who are most like themselves. Women who live in big houses with rich husbands hang around together. Women who make a six-figure income hang around together. Women who are in middle America income level hang around together. Women that are barely making it financially hang around together. And women who live in poverty hang around together. When you book a woman in the poverty level or the barely making ends meet level, their friends are also in that economic level. It doesn't make any difference how well you do your show. If the group only has $10 to spend, that's all they can spend. You might find that group easier to book because you're free entertainment, but it is often an exercise in futility. Because of the nature of our business, you are in an excellent position to determine who you will work with. You may choose your own target market. I determine my target market as a woman who can write out a check or use their charge card to buy a basic skincare or a miracle set on the spot. Those women can usually write a check or charge their Go Kit as new consultants right away. And if I find I'm in a group that isn't in my target market, I do quit booking them. I find it's too frustrating for all of us. Look at the women on your booking list or the women you have mentally selected as your next hostesses. Can she buy a basic or a miracle set immediately? If not, neither can her friends. You may wish to change your market focus. Women will make a snap judgment about us, our ability or our reliability, and make a decision as whether or not they want to do business with us within 10 seconds. Your first impression is critical to your success. We notice everything. Women will notice a snag in your nylon, scuff marks on your heels, all those little things. And that all plays into their initial opinion of you. Remember, we're dealing with human nature. There is little or no logic in human nature. Instead, it bristles with emotion. Always remember, you are working with human emotion and perception and not human logic. Do a once-over on yourself. Hair. Is it cut stylishly? Is it always clean and styled? If it's colored, is the color updated often enough? Do you wear your makeup beautifully when you meet with customers? Do you wear a dress or a skirt when working with your customers? Do your nails look great? If you wear sandals, do your heels look soft and buffed? And is your pedicure professional looking? When in question, imagine Mary Kay herself. How would she look in the same situation? You are the only Mary Kay women will ever meet now, and your first impression will make a powerful impact on their confidence in you and, as a result, in your success. Financial guru Susie Orman even suggests making an investment in your appearance because it is an investment that will pay big returns. Humans can detect fear and desperation and will instinctively run from it. Get your mind into the I don't care if you do or you don't mentality every time you make a call, close a sale, or do an interview. If you go into the situation needy, you will come out empty-handed. You can pretend that you're in so much demand and so busy, but for them, you'll fit them in. It will pay off. people won't feel pressure, and they will feel that they are about to lose something if they don't grab onto it right now. There are millions of women out there. Our success will never hinge on just a few people. So we never give them the power to make or break us. We learn, and then we move on. Section 3, Keeping Your Belief. I have a book called God Calling that my daughter gave to me when she was in high school. Recently, she was going through some tough times, so I bought her a new copy and one for myself to replace the one I had lost. That book, or something like it, will draw your inner power and belief to the surface every day. It will be a tremendous aid in your success. The hardest thing for all of us is to keep the belief. No one else can do that for us. We have to do it for ourselves, and we have to take responsibility for it each day. I believe that everyone on this call was chosen to be here, and you will be led to what you will be able to use to keep your attitude strong and your senses sharp. It is a commitment you make to yourself, not to me, not to your director, to you, to yourself, and then you honor it on a daily basis. Very, very few of us can keep our energy level up and our attitude strong without the excitement and the focus we share with each other in Mary Kay. Your success meetings are the electrical charge to keep your battery going. The people you talk to about your business must be as excited as you are, or even more excited. If they aren't, then it's not a subject you bring up with them. If you have a Mary Kay friend that is going through a tough time in her business and she tells you about it, guess what? You're next. Respect yourself by not having that conversation with her, and respect your Mary Kay friends by going to your director for help and direction. Does your mom or your husband or your best friend question your goals and their feasibility? Quit telling them. Show them instead. Sometimes it's hard to keep your attitude up and strong. When that happens, it's time to stop all activity. Give your spirit a break. Take a relaxing bubble bath. Take the day off and refresh yourself. It's amazing what an overnight or a day can do to recharge you. We have a tendency to dig in and work harder at these times and try to make things happen. It will never work that way. Stop everything and renew your spirit. It only takes a few minutes to do your booking, about an hour and a half to hold your show, or an hour to do your interviews, but your inner belief and focus is a 24-hour-a-day job. Create your routine and your methods of getting your belief strong and growing stronger every day. Your success is not a committee vote. Only one person gets to make that vote, and it's you. And that vote is made far in advance of any of the actual events. Section 4. Let's look at where we're going with this class, our desired end result. You book classes easily and always have enough on the books to hold the amount of classes you wish to hold each week. You do a fun, fast show with $100 in sales on average per person. Most of the women there are booking a show and finding great prospective recruits each week. You are able to plan your income and increase it anytime you wish. You may make a decision to earn a career car, go into directorship, or become a member of the National Queen's Court of Sales and Recruiting and have the know-how and the skills to be tracking that level within a few weeks. And it all starts with booking your first group of classes. In booking those first classes, number one, select your prospective hostesses based on the target market you wish to serve. Number two, know your booking odds and avoid frustration. Here are those odds. If you are booking women you know, such as current customers, you will need to book three shows with a definite date to hold one. I used to personally ignore those statistics, and I was sure my situation and the people I knew were different and that my hostesses were going to hold. And then I would be frustrated and disheartened with those when those numbers played out. And they always played out. If you are booking family, look at your family. Do they always follow through with what they say, or do they frequently wiggle out of what they said they would do? They will do the same thing with you. When booking your friends, about one out of two will hold, especially if you tell them you really need their help. You get one time to be needy with each friend, and then that's it. A new show from a show, you will hold one out of two. When booking referrals, one out of three will hold. This is not like one out of three people you call will book a show. This is one out of three people you book a show with will actually hold that show. Okay? When strangers from a bridal list or a list you have purchased, well, you will need to book at least 10 to hold one. Warm chatter bookings and facial box bookings are 5 to 7 bookings for one to hold. So unless you have nowhere else to turn, keep working with warm leads, which are people that have some relationship with you or are connected to someone who does. Shows booked further away than 3 weeks usually won't hold, no matter who they are. What sounded like fun to the hostess 3 weeks ago now sounds like a drag and way too much effort. When originally setting the date with your new hostesses at your shows, you must get a tentative date at the time you book or your host with your hostess, or it will never get booked and it will never get held. When someone says, "Let me check my calendar and I'll get back to you," what she's really saying is an evasive, polite no. A booking without a date is not a booking. Do you know your tentative date booking talk? It's Melinda, I know that you want your hostess, Sally, to get credit for your booking at the show today, and I can give it to her as long as we have a tentative date set now. Then, in the event you need to change it, we will. And be firm on that, because that will make the difference in many, many of those shows. You can count on your numbers, but you usually cannot beat the odds. And once you accept that, things get a little bit easier. I hated that lesson because I always wanted to beat the odds. So when you have 6 shows booked with friends and 3 hold, you met the odds. It's great when you have 6 customers book a show and you hold 2. You met the odds. If you are booking from a facial box and only 1 out of 5 holds, you did it. This is all worth it because once you are booking all of your new shows from the shows you are holding, you will have 1 out of 2 holds. Your goal is to eventually be getting all or most of your bookings from your shows. Your first focus is to put as many shows on your books as you can. Nothing goes on the books further out than 2 weeks if you want it to have a chance of holding. Then do your hostess coaching and let the numbers take care of you. When you are aware of your numbers, you will be able to get to that place where you are booking your shows from your shows much quicker. Here they are again. Booking with friends, 1 out of 2 hold. Booking from a show, 1 out of 2 hold. Booking current customers, 1 out of 3 hold. Booking a referral, 1 out of 3 hold. Booking family, variable. Warm chatter or facial box booking, 1 out of 5 to 7 booked, hold. Booking from lists, 1 out of 10 or less hold. A booking without a date is not a booking, and shows booked further out than 3 weeks don't hold. One of the most frustrating things is actually reaching people on the phone. The numbers show that for every 8 to 10 calls, one person will pick up the phone. So you want a long list with which to start calling. On average, you will book 1 out of 2 or 3 women that you visit with about booking. So you start a list and dial down through all the numbers, cross off the ones you've talked to, and then the next day go back to the same list and go back down the list again, dialing the women you still haven't reached. You can see how knowing these numbers will empower you. Work from the groups with the highest odds of holding. You may have to start all of this out with booking from the lowest odds. That's okay as long as you know your numbers and you work within their perimeters. If we know what we need to do and we aren't swinging in the dark, we can do it. And if you're like me, you don't want to work so hard for your bookings in the future. One massive effort on the front end is enough. Work with these numbers and get over the hump right away. Plan for your weeks by taking out a weekly plan sheet. You can download one from Mary Kay and Touch. Fill in your other job's hours, your children's activities, and other things that you already have on your schedule for the week. Then circle the 2 to 3 hour time frame where you could hold a show if it held. Remember, half or more of your bookings aren't going to hold that week, so don't panic. Or determine how many shows you want to hold that week, and based on your odds with the group you're working with, figure out how many you have to book. Section 5. You have 5 tools to keep you on track. With this information, you are empowered and your eyes are open. A. You accept human nature, and you know the numbers, and you work with these figures in planning your business. B. You are putting all your effort into your target market. C. You are loving yourself to success with your daily mental activities, and you are staying connected to other women who think like you. D. You look great, and women are impressed when they meet you. E. You know where you want to go, and you keep that focus in front of you all the time. Some ideas that may help you is you may wish to hold some of your shows at your house. If your home is conducive to that, you may book several hostesses to come at one time. For example, if you're booking customers and 1 out of 3 hold, you can book 3 for the same time on the same night at your house and probably only have 1 hostess come. Maybe 2, but never all 3. Make a comprehensive booking list. Take out the church directory, the phone book, all your customer profiles. You'll only have to do this once if you top load at the front end with women in your target market. Do the math. If you have to dial 8 numbers to get 1 answer, and you have to have at least 2 answer to get a booking, and you have to have X number of bookings to get that amount to hold, how many people do you need on that list? You will want to work the list for a half hour each night until you have the booking set to have the amount of shows you want to hold for a grand opening week that you schedule to really get this plan going. And if you're like I was, that number may look daunting to you today because you've probably never looked at it with awareness before. And when it all sinks in and you can actually see it working in your mind, you'll begin to feel empowered in knowing the numbers and knowing the odds. You also know that you only have to work with some of the larger numbers on the front end. And by doing it thoroughly, you will have a business that almost runs itself. I would suggest that you plan a solid week booked, keeping the odds in mind, with enough shows so that 3 to 5 hold in your target market in 1 week. 5 shows holding would be great and make you a pro in 1 week. And 5 shows would probably serve to create the momentum to allow it to take off on its own very, very quickly. The dialogues you use to book these shows you can get from your director. And I would suggest you have 4 components in asking for a booking. The first component is to state why you're calling. The second component is to state why you selected her. The third component is to ask her. And the fourth component is to state why you think she'd be great. An example of this would be, "Hi, Jane, this is Mary from Mary Kay. Do you have a second? The reason I'm calling is that I've been asked to get 30 women's opinion of our Ultimate Miracle Set, and I selected you to be one of those women because your face always looks so good, and I know you could give me valuable feedback. Is there any reason why you couldn't get together with me? I think you'd be great." I'll read that again and look for the four components of asking for a booking. Number one, state why you're calling. The reason I'm calling is that I have been asked to get 30 women's opinion of the Ultimate Miracle Fest. Number two, state why you selected her. And I've selected you to be one of those women because your face always looks so good, and I know you could give me some valuable feedback. Number three, ask her, is there any reason why you couldn't get together with me? Number four, state that you think she'd be great. Remember, we are human beings, and we are motivated by emotions. Why do you think this woman would want to book for you or even be eager to book with you? It's because of the reason you gave her on why you selected her. You made her feel important. It's always very complimentary, and I'll bet she doesn't get a lot of that out in the regular world. Once you have the booking secured with the date and the time, you can then say, oh, by the way, Jane, if you'd like to have a couple of friends in with you, I have some free product to give you. Always book the private facial first, get the date, and then turn it into a show. Now let's talk about booking new shows from the shows you do. They are the best bookings. Remember, you can only beg your friends once during your entire career. So after that, the only one show holding for every two booked source is booking at the show. And don't you want to have your books full so that you never have to get on that phone and book shows and round some more up? Make it easy on yourself and become a master at booking at your show. Let me ask you a question. What's more important, the sales or the bookings? The answer is bookings. A zero show with five good bookings is so much more than a $500 show with no bookings. You may have heard of the deal or no deal booking that's going around. I love that, and I've had a great deal of success with it. And thank you, Terry Beckstead, for passing it on. It is so fun, and I'd say about 80% of the women book shows. Put pieces of paper in different envelopes with the name of the product of your gift or of the gift that you're going to give your prospective hostess at her show. We have learned to make it a specific item, like one of the hostess gifts or Compact Pro or something on that order. If their hostess incentive is something like 20% off everything she purchases at her show, then she won't buy so much at the appointment where you meet her. And she'll wait until her own show so she can get a better deal. Since her show only has a 50-50 chance of holding after she books it, you want to get the sale now. If you don't want the prizes or incentive for being a hostess from your deal or no deal game to be anything that will take away from your sales right away. Before the individual close, while the guests are still at the table, tell them you're going to play deal or no deal. And if they would like to be a hostess and have three friends over for a facial, or you can put in there any number that you choose, then they say deal and pick an envelope. They open it right away and read the gift they're going to receive. Then everybody cheers for her. Get the cheering going, get it lively, and more people will book. So if you go from person to person and say, Jane, deal or no deal? And if someone says no deal, say, okay, pick an envelope and let's see what you're not getting. And then she opens it, reads off the gift she's not getting, and then everyone says, oh, too bad. Every person gets asked to be a hostess in a fun, non-threatening way, and you will have more bookings than you've ever had before. Remember, you must have at least a tentative date with these new hostesses before she goes home that day. No, I need to look to the calendar and I'll get back to you tomorrow deals. No deals like that. We have the booking scheduled for within 2 weeks and only in emergency go out into 3 weeks and then don't even count on it holding. I'm not going to go into hostess coaching here, so you could go into InTouch or your director's education center on her website if you feel rusty in that area. It's important to do, and will keep your ratio of shows holding up to where you want it. Booking is your lifeline. It is your ticket to abundance. A woman who doesn't want to book a show is not a reflection of you or how she even feels about you. It is only a reflection of herself and how she's thinking and feeling at the time. If she says no, poor thing, you can just thank her and bless her and go on to the next person. Remember, she's the one who's missing the most. Remember the odds. For each three people you talk to about booking over the phone, one will say yes. That also means two will say no. It's all in the plan.
I have taken so many notes. I mean, Mary, this is the most succinct, concise, well-organized class I've ever heard on booking in all my years. So that you can imagine, I've heard a few and taught quite a number. This has been a fabulous outline. And, you know, thank you for pointing out the numbers, working the numbers, because you're right. It's easy to get frustrated, especially if we have new consultants on the line that don't understand how that works and start feeling that it's awesome. And the other thing, too, Mary, is pointing out that those shows booked from shows are the ones that are going to be most likely to hold. Your odds go up, that one out of two. So thank you for reminding us of that. Mary, could you just mention, since we have just a few minutes, would you talk to the consultants about dovetailing? I know when I came into business working a full-time job, to make the numbers work and still hold the classes that I wanted to, I really worked the dovetailing angle. And we don't hear as much. So maybe you could talk about dovetailing.
I sure will. You know, we don't hear that much about it anymore. And that is, especially if you get a group of you dovetailing to each other, you can really multiply things out and have things grow much, much faster. One of the things that we do is we go, well, I want her for my hostess, but I'm all booked up for the next 2 weeks, so I'm going to put her, you know, into 3 or 4 weeks down the line. And, of course, that show never holds, so you never get that hostess anyway. And if you would put, like, let's say you're going out to do shows, and you put 2 in on Tuesday, and 2 in on Wednesday, and 2 in on Thursday, okay, you've got 6 shows booked, you're going to hold 3. And so let's say Tuesday, Monday comes along, and you call your Tuesday hostesses and confirm, yep, they're both holding, everything is great. And so don't tell her you aren't coming, you know, for the one to. Then you call a consultant who does as well or better than you. Never call a needy consultant who needs a booking, okay? Never call that because she's probably not that good. You need to send somebody that's really good and have her go up to the door, and she just says to the hostess, I am so sorry that Sally wasn't able to make it tonight. I hope I'll do as well. Always really disappointed that it's not Sally, and then you do the show, and every single time she will say, oh, well, I'm so glad you came. You're much better than Sally. It happens every time. So don't worry about how those hostesses are going to feel. They're going to be glad you weren't there because the one you sent was better, according to her. She gets all the bookings. The hostess remains the consultant's hostess that booked the show. The customer of the consultant that booked the show. But she gets all the bookings. And she also pays you 15% of the total sales at the show. So if you're holding a show and it's $300 on Tuesday night and you're sending a good consultant, she holds a show and it's $300. So then what are you going to make on that $45? Okay, $45 free money. You didn't have to use any inventory for it. You didn't have to say a word, but book the hostess for it. You had to put out no effort. You didn't have to drive anywhere. It's free money. And so if you had free money coming in a few times every week from your booking ability, just imagine what you could have. Have a lineup of people who are good. And you want to get your own recruits to be good fast, because you want to be able to get paid even in the recruiting commission on that show. So get really smart. Pick sharp people. Teach them how to do this well so that you'll be able to dovetail to them. Okay.
Yes, that's great, Mary. Thank you. And that income really does add up. But more importantly, you don't, when one slides off or moves into another week, you're not sitting there without a show. You have that other one. Double book takes a little nerve, but it really does pay off. And if it's too bold of the consultants to think about just sending someone without any advance notice, one of the things that I do is I just call the hostess and say, Susie, I have some not-so-good news and I have some great news. The not-so-good news is, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to personally hold your class tonight. But the really great news is I'm sending Mary Burnett in my place, and she is amazing. Susie, please don't tell anybody, but honestly, she's better than I am. So really, my not being able to come is going to work on your behalf, and your guests are going to love Mary. And I've never had anybody say, "Oh no, no, I want you." It's kind of a blow. Kind of a blow to your ego a little bit, but they're just fine with it. You know, they're just fine with it. Well, Mary, you have just done an absolutely top training today, and I know that the consultants have gained so much. And this will be recorded, and we'll send out the number in case anybody couldn't take notes fast enough. But I apologize for the not being able to turn off the ringers. It just would not work. So, but anyway, we were able to hear you and certainly get your wonderful training. And I like the part about setting up a grand opening week, just focusing in.